Good afternoon, Shadow Hills. It is Monday, April 6th, and we're back. So this came up over the weekend, and I thought I'd mention it. I rarely go to the grocery store, and the reason is I have meals delivered. I get 6 meals a week that I use for dinner, but could be used any time, really. And it costs $60 a week, and it's actually less because I don't buy the other stuff that you normally get when you go to the grocery store. So the company is called Freshly, and if that's interesting to any of you, if you send in an email to me at podcasts@suncityshadowhills.com, I can send you a coupon to get $10 off your first 2 weeks. So with that said, the governor of New York is optimistic. The stock market is optimistic. Kim, are you optimistic?
Oh, we're going to get through this all right. There's no doubt about it. we're absolutely going to get through this one way or the other. But I'm back here today because the county put up some new restrictions. So I'm here to talk about that, and one of them, which is we're all going to have to wear a mask, face mask, out in public. And my lovely bride, after she read this came out here April 4. So yesterday she comes up to me and says, Kim, this is your fault. My lovely bride tells me that the reason we have to wear masks is my fault. So I kept my mouth shut for a little while because I was afraid of the answer, but I couldn't take it. I finally went up to her an hour later and I said, how in the world is this my fault? She goes, well, I've known you for years and you have every bug and virus possible in the world in that body of yours. And that they're just trying to protect the residents from you. I had no response. I'll just continue to do my job. And if I have to wear a mask, I will do it. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, here's the deal. The county issued the order. Two main parts of this is gatherings. People were violating the gathering rule and made it clear that any public or private gathering, regardless of venue or size, are prohibited within the county of Riverside. Now, what that means is the exception is within your home. The people who you live with in the home. So if there's two occupants in the home, you can have a gathering in your home of those two people and those two people only. Now, the interesting part about that is we're not going into everybody's home to find out what you're doing. That's not going to happen. But what does come up is a resident will contact me and say, there's 8 cars parked out front of a house. Do 8 people live there? And that's likely no. So those situations where cars are parked out front, we will investigate. And if there's more than the occupants, there could be a citation. Understand the citation from the county on this is a $1,000 fine per day. They want this to be stopped in its tracks. So if we don't intermingle, we won't get the virus. It's that simple. So yeah, we got a tough couple weeks ahead where we're going to have to stay isolated and do our job so that everybody here is safe. Folks, keep your eye on the ball. The purpose and goal is to save lives. We're trying to keep people from dying. That's what this is all about now. Now, the second part of this order is that it stated all persons, including essential workers, shall wear face coverings such as scarves, dense fabric without holes, bandanas, neck gaiters, or other fabric face coverings. So outside of your home, you're required to wear a mask. That's the order. Security will be immediately warning everybody to wear a mask. Those warnings are going to run out pretty soon. You need to get a mask. Otherwise, they're going to be writing up tickets. I don't want to write tickets. You know, we're here to save lives. Get a mask. Now, as a result of that, it was determined that Needles and Pins Group, you know, I asked the Needles and Pins Club person, I said, you know, is it Needles and Pins or Pins and Needles? She goes, it is Needles and Pins, and I need to get that straight. And I said, yeah, but when I grew up, everything you were on Needles and Pins. So I said, I got confused, forgive me, but it's Needles and Pins Club. They have volunteered to put people together to make masks. As a result, the HOA is going to fund it. So the idea here is we are going to make as many masks as are needed for the residents of Sun City Shadow Hills. Now, this is not for your friends. This isn't for family members who live off-site. This is for the occupants of a house, because we'll be making a lot of masks. And these wonderful volunteers are going to work. So, the Pins and Needle group, I put out an e-blast message, are looking for more volunteers. They already have a bunch of people working. They're looking for more people, so if you have some sewing capability, I put it in the e-blast. We want you to contact the coordinator of this project is Cheryl Taylor. She's put this together. Cheryl Taylor and that Needles and Pins group, you talk about my heroes putting this together when we need masks. This is pretty cool. So if you can help, I put it on the e-blast. You can email her. Or you can text her, no phone calls. You can text her at her phone call, at her phone number. And then we will be supplying the material and all the material to make this work. Patterns, whatever you need. Now, the way this is going to work, beginning Wednesday, you can phone to make an appointment to pick up a mask. If there's two people in your home, you'll be able to pick up two masks. The Lifestyles desk, you're going to phone to the Lifestyle desk. I did put it on the website on my e-blast message. So be sure to check, call in on Wednesday. We're only going to allow so many people in at a time because we don't want 100 people showing up to get a mask. That violates the gathering order. So you'll get a time. And you come at that time, there might be two or three other people there. You're to stay apart. We're only going to let you in the building one at a time to get your mask. You will have called in order to record your address and how many masks you need. Now, what we're doing to help try to make sure that it's safe, the volunteers who are making these masks, when they're done, they're going to put the mask in a Ziploc bag. When those masks are then delivered to the HOA is wiping down each bag with a sterile wipe. When you call in, if you need two masks, they will take two masks that are inside a Ziploc bag, put it in a brown bag with your name on it, so that when you come in, you take the brown bag and you will leave through a different door. Trying to minimize contact. That's the whole point here. Now, when you get that bag home, that mask is not sterilized, right? Somebody made it. So you need to wash it and sterilize it before you use it. When you open the Ziploc bag and put it in your washing machine or whatever, you will then need to go wash your hands. Be sure you wash your hands when you get done with this. We want to minimize any spread of this bug, but we still need to get you a mask. There'll be appointments blocked off in so many intervals. There'll be so many people, let's say like 5 people every 10 minutes, something like that. I'm not positive. And we'll see how that goes. We're going to start making appointments on Wednesday. You can call in on Wednesday for a Thursday or Friday appointment. And we'll see how that goes as far as starting this process for next week too. I put out an e-blast about this, but I forgot to put in that e-blast that you can't call till Wednesday. And clearly a whole bunch of people need masks because their phone's been ringing off the hook. So I put back up the message to say you need to call Wednesday. My error there. Sorry, Lifestyles. But Cheryl Taylor, my congratulations to you and your group, because obviously you're doing something we need very badly. Now, keep in mind, you will no friends, no family for this. We need to make sure all the residents get it first. Okay. There is another email scam going around with my name on it asking for gift cards. Just forget about it. If it's not my email address, for the president's email address, or my email address, which is fullerkim@lvtc.com, it's not me. And I don't ask for money, and I don't ask for gift cards. So just delete. It's going to look funny. Somebody, I need your help. Nah, that's not my style. So forget about that email stuff. Now, as far as grocery stores, we have the last grocery store I just went into this morning said they're going to be requiring people to wear masks to come into the door. So get ready. This is going to be required to get into most places. That's what they're saying. Here's what it says from California governor's order. Who should you cover your face? Who should cover their face? Or when you should cover your face? At work, all essential business people must now cover their face. When you're in a vehicle with another person, you're required to wear the mask. If you're in a vehicle by yourself, you don't have to wear a mask. They're considering a vehicle by yourself the same as your home. You don't have to wear the mask inside your home with your other occupants that live there. When working around other people, you're to wear the mask. The grocery store, bank, gas station, and running of any essential tasks, you need to wear a mask. Even though you practice distancing, you're still to wear the mask. So the county order is going to be pretty specific about getting this done. Now, what this does mean is, though, people have already asked me, what happens with vendors and guests coming through the gate? Well, we have some legal difficulty with denying access, but we are having our legal attorneys check it out. If there's multiple people in a car not wearing masks, can we deny entry? We're looking into that. The reason is, we don't want you to invite your friends over. You know, let them stay somewhere else for a while. We're trying to minimize that. No question, if somebody comes here alone without a mask, that's acceptable. Now, what does that mean for vendors? Well, it seems to us vendors should be treated the same as residents. So a vendor coming into the complex by him or herself in a car would be allowed access. But the minute they get out of that car and start working, they need to have a mask on. Same as if you're out walking or jogging or bicycling, you have to wear a mask. So vendors will be warned come a week or so. If it's not complying, they'll be telling them to stop. That or a ticket. Now, did I get through my coronavirus stuff? I think I did. I got it down, so we're making masks. This people's doing good. You need to have a mask. For anything outdoors, you got to have a mask. And if we're lucky, we get everybody in a mask pretty fast. In the meantime, oh, by the way, when you go to pick up your mask at the clubhouse, you will have to have on a mask. Now, isn't that kind of a problem? How do you work that out? Well, it's simple. Whether you wear a scarf, whether you wear a t-shirt, whether you put a towel over your face, we don't care. But you've got to have that face covered up to come into the building to get your mask in order to cover up your face. So keep that in mind. You won't be allowed access if you don't have a mask on at that time. What have I missed? I know I missed something. Connie's going to call me. Cheryl's going to call me and said that I was an idiot for not remembering something. In the meantime, this will work. This is going to limit exposure. This is going to go. And everybody understands the reason for the mask is it's not protecting you. It's protecting you spreading it to somebody else. That's what this is for. This is protecting everybody else from you. And if we do that, then we got a minimal chance of anybody contracting this virus. And we don't want it here. So with that, I wish you well. Everybody stay safe. We will get through this. We got a couple weeks that are going to be tough. You can walk around the streets, wear a mask, and probably that's okay. A mask, sunglasses, and a hat. Nobody know who you are. It's a big secret. So you could take even a picture, put it on Facebook. Nobody know who you are. You could have a little subtitle. This is, you know, Gus Ramirez, Mighty Gus. And I'm only 12 years old. And you could fool everybody. You could do whatever. You have a game with it. And other than that, have a great day. And I won't be back. Oh, tomorrow's the annual meeting. I said, okay, got my list here. Tomorrow I won't be doing a podcast because we're doing the annual meeting. and I'll be recording that. And so after the annual meeting at 2 o'clock, we'll announce the results. It'll be videoed. I'll send out an e-blast and we'll let you know the outcome of the board election. I'm assuming since it's uncontested, I can tell you it'll be Bruce Marley, Fira, and Johnny Goodman. We'll all have won. And that'll be good. But the Frontier Vote, we'll let you know what happens. And with that, I guess I'll probably be back on Wednesday. So that'll be my hope. Have a good day. Take care. Okay.
Thank you, Kim. And we'll be back in touch shortly. So until then, stay safe and have a good evening. Bye-bye.